GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Gee, how often is it that you and I, we're out in public, we run into someone and they say to us, you know who you got to have on your radio program? You got to have so-and-so. Well, this happened not too long ago that someone said, you guys really need to have Connor Archer on your program. Connor, welcome into Spacious Studio 7A on the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Warm enough for you over there?
Yeah, it's warm enough.
Good enough. Where are you from?
I'm right from Old Town, so right up the road from here.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a nice conversation here prior to going on the air. Connor's a nice young man. He's got a game plan for his life that I tell you that's kind of, I mean, he's graduated Old Town High School.
Or Coyote?
Yes, an Old Town Coyote.
And he's at Husson. He's already planning on his master's degree.
Now you're an Eagle?
Yes.
You're a Coyote and an Eagle. And and I don't know what you do. If you get a master's, if you get your doctor, then we could call you Dr.
Master's
Archer.
And master's in what?
Yeah, master's in business administration. Okay. So,
but your passion seems to be this Courageous Steps project. Are we wrong in that?
No, that you're absolutely right about that. This is a big part of my life and continues to shape who I am.
So. Why is it such a big part of your life? Explain to the listeners why.
Yeah, so when I was three, I was diagnosed with autism.
You were diagnosed with autism?
Yes.
This articulate young man that is sitting here yep. talking to me, talking about others and his
future. Us.
You yeah. were diagnosed that way?
Yes. When I was 3 years old, many doctors told me that I would never speak. And then that was the final straw for my mom to make sure that she could do whatever she needed to do to give me the best chance to succeed. So after years of early intervention and overall therapy, hard work, I can now fluently speak. I'm very fortunate to have a great support system that allows me to continue to do what I'm doing every day.
So we're told that there's, an autism spectrum?
Yes.
Is that it? So I guess if you were to verbally describe for us the spectrum of autism, what is it and where are you on it?
Well, there's a low functioning part of the spectrum and a high functioning. I started with the low functioning part of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
They actually changed the classification. The scale back a few years ago, but I started low functioning, which was basically I couldn't talk, I couldn't understand what was going on, really had a hard time understanding words. Facial expressions, however, I could somewhat understand. And as I continued to progress, I eventually continued to make gains along the way and eventually led to that high functioning autism. But it took years and years of early intervention that was so instrumental and impactful.
In your memory book, and you're an amazing young man, what was the tipping? Was there a tipping point where you knew I'm not over the hump, but I got it made?
I really have never thought about that. It's more been at one point realized I need to do more to help others and to give back to those that helped me. And since that giving back to those that helped me, it's become helping those that I don't even know until I met. And this has kind of led to Courageous Steps growing. It's led to me going to different parts of the state to do speaking engagements. It's been really an adventure, and I'm looking forward to that adventure continuing to grow.
Our guest is Connor Archer from Old Town, the Courageous Steps Project. Want to direct people to your website. Good looking website, by the way. What is it? Is it CourageousStepsProject.com or something?
It's the CourageousStepsProject.org.
.org.
Yep.
Okay. Tell us, what was it like overcoming these challenges, even as you went to school and dealt with your peers?
Yeah, so it was a every day presented its own challenges. A lot of anxiety. That's something I also struggle with on a daily basis, anxiety. I've gotten better at dealing with it only because I'm more used to the overall challenges that every day presents. But I've learned more about myself. And I think that's such an important thing to realize is that it takes time and it takes patience, but at some point, you will see results. That's very important.
So you formed this nonprofit and you help as much as you can. You raise awareness,
yes. Yep.
Which is a key thing for children, young adults. And then I assume you're raising some money and
yes.
trying to get this done.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So we're raising money for different programs, such as special education programs, in schools, other early childhood intervention programs as well. At the schools, we do give to classroom teachers. So we specifically, if there's a classroom teacher that wants to include sensory learning equipment in their classroom, such as stress balls or fidgets or comfy or seating that's very sensory friendly to the child, we award those donations based on a wish list. And that wish list outlines what items they want. And then we usually are able to grant them most, if not all, of the funds to get those items for their classroom. And basically this initiative, which suggests for a donation of anywhere the 300 to 500, so we give anywhere from that range to those teachers, so they're able to, based on that price range, put together a list and able to select the items that they want, and then we give them the funds. Or sometimes we've even purchased the items and bring them into the classroom. So the kids have really, they've seen the impact because we try to bring the stuff in or award the donation with the kids in there. So they're learning the importance of, wow, this is very special as well.
Did you name the organization or did someone name the organization for it? We understand Courageous Steps, but yeah. We want to know the genesis of the name.
Yeah, so I have to give credit to my mom, who actually came up with the name. Mm-hmm. And she basically, it was more of a brainstorming in the kitchen. It's like, yep. What do we want to name this?
That's where all the good brainstorming sessions
are. So this was, we actually started it with a seminar. This was shortly after I told my story to my peers back when I was a sophomore in high school. My peers didn't know that I was diagnosed. Some knew, but very few knew the whole story. So when I was a sophomore, I gave a presentation about autism when I was in my health class. And since then, it's really touched the lives of many. And it ended up being starting with a seminar. And that seminar told my story. And then from the seminar, we did a walk-run event in 2014. This was the first walk-run event. This year marks the sixth annual event, and we're our volunteers now are telling me, Connor, you've been doing this for 6 years.
Wow.
And I said, I guess I have. But it's definitely the significance of Courageous Steps is taking steps forward, even if you don't clearly see the path ahead. And that's a lot of where our organization's about, and to having that courage to step forward.
So your idea is to talk about living with the challenges of autism. You're not looking for the cures or the
no.
any of that. Not the because we don't know.
No,
nobody knows.
It is my belief that early intervention is the key to living a successful life. There have been stories and discoveries out there, or information that's been researched about cures. I've read some about it. I'm a firm believer that it's about early intervention, about that occupational, physical, and speech therapy that really is instrumental in your overall success later in life.
You must get questions about the cause, because we hear and read a lot of theories that vaccinations can lead to autism. We're guessing you get those questions.
I get some of those questions.
And how do you address them?
Well, honestly, I just say, that's interesting. I really don't go into it much, only because I'm just so busy with trying to run an organization and go to college. So it's all, I don't try to go into a big conversation more than it needs to be. But I think it's important for everyone to realize that there's different studies and different research that's been done. And And that's just an important thing to always realize, and that everyone has researched different things. But I'm a firm believer that it's about early intervention, and that key start, and that hours and hours of repetition, even when you don't think anything's going to happen, because it may take 5, 10, 15, even 20 years until you see a result. But you have to have trust in yourself as a professional that you have done enough, you have done your part to help that child. And you may not notice the impact immediately, but at some point you will see it. And then it just has that great feeling that, wow, I impacted that child.
You've got an event that you're going to do, dodgeball.
Yes.
Dodgeball. Now, we had a conversation about dodgeball off the off air.
Yes.
And because I told him I don't remember it with fondness, because I was back in my high school, the football coach would take the track guys.
Yeah.
And Connor was a track guy too. We were the skinny guys, and he'd have the football players play dodgeball with us. And it wasn't the best moment of my life.
No.
But you're going to run a fundraiser up in Arnold, right?
Yeah. So we're doing our first dodgeball tournament this week in Dodge for a Cause specifically. We're very excited about this fundraiser. This is actually an idea through our one of our committees. We have several committees now who have run some of our big fundraisers, that's been very instrumental, because I just don't have the time to plan every single fundraiser or look at every simple detail. So this dodgeball tourney was a great idea to get those that were very interested in playing involved. And there's several dodgeball leagues that are forming around the area. Dodgeball has become a very popular activity for adults and children, of course. Who doesn't like to peg the other another child with a dodgeball?
Pelt their peers with potentially dangerously inflated balls. Yes,
yeah.
Depending on how hard they are, you want Deflategate, deflate those things. How can if someone has a team or wants to be a part of this, how do they get involved, Connor?
Yeah, so they should visit our website, thecourageoussteps.org. Our Facebook page at Courageous Steps Project is also a great way to message us. Find out how you can form a team. We're also taking individuals. So individuals can pay $10 to play. Mm-hmm. And that day when you come, we will put you on a team, or we will create a team with the individuals, and you can go against the other team.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.